ferocious, do we have the right to help the poor people in our neighborhood without Gurudev's permission?
If somebody helping to the poor people, I cannot say it is not, but this punnu is coming, some auspicious work you are doing. Not at all bad. Not at all bad that things. Sometimes you are distributing the prasadam. Through prasadam they are getting some devotion, they will get some sukriti. You can do that, no problem. Sometimes in Kalna, Goridas Pandit is disciple, Hidaya Chaitanya, Chaitanya Das, he also invited so many people for the festival without his guru's permission. After that he is outested from the temple, but Gornitai went to him. After that his guru brought back him again to the temple. I saw so many examples like that. Sometimes Jiva Goswami is doing some mistake and Rupa Goswami told, you are not able to stay in Vrindavan. You have no quality to stay in the Vrindavan. You have to get out. And Jiva Goswami out from the temple. And Sanatana Goswami brought back his temple in Damodar.
In life, we are presented with many tests. And in most cases, our first reaction is to flee from them, believing that this is the solution. How to change that attitude, remembering the teachings of Mahaprabhu?
Necessary is strongest faith. You cannot see everything in your eyes, because if we immediately we get the result, that is not good. We have to do our job, what Guru Bhargava said, what Mahaprabhu said, what Mahaprabhu's teachings, we should follow that, and we are not thinking about for the result. And we will serve to Mahaprabhu, we will serve the devotees, we will serve our Guru. They will accept or not accept, that is their decision. We cannot tell, we do not want result now immediately. Oh, I am serving you, I want result now. It is not good for the devotees, practitioner. Wait and see, always wait and see. Dharja, patience is necessary. Tolerance, patience is necessary.
Can you please tell us about the disappearance of Srila Lokanath Goswami Prabhu that is celebrated tomorrow?
The day before yesterday was Gopal Bhatta Goswami's disappearance, and tomorrow is the Lokanath Goswami's disappearance. Lokanath Goswami actually is the great Vaishnava, and actually he is doing bhajan his house. And Narottam Das Thakur coming from Bangladesh, and he went to go to Vrindavan. And Lokanath Goswami actually he is bhajanandi. He always doing his practice from his house, and he is not preaching so much. But through his chanting, through his practicing. But we know about Lokanath Goswami through Narottam Das Thakur. Lokanatho Lokero Jivan. Lokanath Goswami told he will never accept disciple. And Narottam Das Thakur told, anyhow I will take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. But how is possible? And Lokanath Goswami became very old, and sometimes he is passing stool urine in the nearby his house. And Narottam Das Thakur is hidingly, he is going there and he is removing that stool and urine, cleaning everything. He not showing to Lokanath Goswami, he is hidingly doing. And suddenly on thinking, who is every day cleaning? I am passing his tool here, who is cleaning? Who is cleaning? He is searching that. And Narottam Das Thakur was that time very educated person. That time was graduate, is not available in the so many places, but he was graduate and he is very educated, and he is coming from the big family also. But he accepted that service, the lowest service. And for that, Lokanath Goswami is bound to give initiation to him. And Narottam Das Thakur take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. And we know about Lokanath Goswami from Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur is preaching about his guru. Disciple always must preaching for his guru. Narottam Das Thakur also, we know Loknath Goswami. Loknath Goswami was not famous there, but by Narottam Das Thakur, Loknath Goswami becoming famous Vaishnava. Understand? We know this is something.
There are friends who have been in Krishna consciousness for many years, but without taking initiation. Should we reinforce the invitation to the meetings and urge them to take initiation in our math?
We are not forcing anybody. If you will be agree, we will give initiation. We are not forcing anybody. First, he will think, okay, he can practice, no problem.
There are so many high pastimes of the Lord, and they say that we should not study those pastimes because they are too high for us. But if they are too high, why they are there in the scriptures?
Everything is not for devotee has quality. Uttam Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, Kanishtha Adhikari. We have different kinds of service, and you have to give respect also, different level. We are not giving respect, everybody is same. For that, we are respecting Swami Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, we are respecting Sridhar Maharaj, we are respecting Gurudev. We are respecting is not same, we are different marjada. We are giving respect is various way. For that, so many scriptures, so many pastimes in the scripture, but sometimes it is very high for us. Is Gurudev told not to read that? We should not read that. Because sometimes we are reading too much, we are reading too much, we are becoming sometimes crazy. Some problem can come. For that, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told, Bahu Granta Na Paribe, Bahu Kalabhas Na Paribe, not to read so many books, not so much practicing so many things. For that, your simple things is necessary, but sometimes it is for higher Vaishnava. Understand, we have no quality. About Srimadam Bhagavatam also, the Raso Lila. And if we want to listen about Rashlila, then Gurudev told you can be a pregnant. That Gurudev told that. You want to listen some Rashlila and practicing Rashlila, then becoming pregnant.
You told many times about watering too much to the tree.
Yes. It is seeds will be rotten. You giving so much water to the root, that is seeds will be rotten.